Well, Mr. Ben Fisher, how are things going on in Silver City?
Never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment indeed. It's particularly this week, there's lots to discuss. Let's talk about the local legislators that are fresh back from the legislative session. They're making their rounds with local elected officials?
That's correct. District 39, Representative Rudy Martinez, and District 28, Senator Hallie Morales, went before the Bayard City Council on Monday to discuss, you know, effects that the recent vetoes from Governor Santa Martinez might have on the city. But also other legislators have been discussing those cuts and what and the special session everyone expects coming up here soon.
What's the feedback from the local legislators as far as this special session coming up?
Well, everyone down here, especially with Western New Mexico University being such a large part of our community, has expressed some, you know, everything from confusion to disappointment about the governor's decision to veto the higher education and universities budgets from the budget bill as a way to force this special session. You know, of course, without that funding, if they can't figure something out, the universities, including Western, would shut down. But no one seems to really believe that will happen, that this was just a way to get everyone back together. Our representative, Rebecca Dow, the lone Republican of the bunch, has said that she hopes the special session will be used to you know, focus on some promised tax reform bills, which she thinks the governor will be more likely to approve. But at the Bayard City Council meeting, Howie Morales he described this as tax increases in political code.
Interesting. We definitely have to follow up on that. Let's move on to a case that we talked about a couple weeks ago. It's a murder that took place in Hachita.
That's correct. There was a murder near Hachita, which is in the very bottom of Grant County here. And that was the murder of Connie Lopez, who's actually out of Florida. She had been hired to drive the suspect, who is Isaias Lovato Rodriguez, who's a Mexican national, to El Paso. And allegedly along the way, the suspect murdered Ms. Lopez. That case will be heading to district court here soon. Mr. Rodriguez was charged with an open count of murder.
Let's move on to another sad story, a local writer passing away.
That's true. In the Tuesday edition of the Daily Press, our editor, Christine Steele, made a fond farewell to a fellow local writer, Richard Mahler. He was found in the Gila National Forest dead over the weekend. He was an author of 13 books and a real lover of the local forest.
And give me a follow-up on the Gila Hospital. Are they concluding their initial interviews for the
That's
CEO
correct.
Position?
Yes, the Gila Regional Medical Center has been looking for a permanent CEO to fill the open position there. The two finalists were selected by a community group made up of various people from lots of different stakeholder groups. And they came down to two, and those for the last 2 days have been interviewed by the hospital board during closed sessions at Gila Regional.
Great. All right. Well, Ben, we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you.